Is that?
Yeah, we're on. Can you see it moving? Okay. We're moving. Okay. This is the second interview with Andy. It is April 20th, 1982. Okay, one of the first things I wanted to ask on this interview was, well, we want to get more. We had a pretty good overview the last time. We want to get more on some particular things. And one of the real strong things that you talked about, but you didn't talk about at really great length, but it seemed to be very important, was your image. You said that you gave up a lot of jobs, a lot of civil service jobs, a lot of good positions, because you were not going to give up your image. You weren't going to, you know. What was that image to you? What did it look like? Why was it so important?
Even growing up, and in my young years, I wore a cowboy outfit. It always had to be Roy Rogers. I was king of the cowboys because he wore the white hat. He was the winner, and I never outgrew that. I don't think I ever did. To this day, I want to be the best, and I still am in my time. For my time era, I'm not the best, but I mean I'm on top. I'm on a scale of 1 to 10. But
what does that mean?
What does what mean?
What does it mean to be on top? What did it feel like then? And what is it really to remember?
You didn't go out and you didn't work your ass off for respect. And nobody would respect you being queer.
Mm-hmm.
We won't put any status symbol on this, whether found or divorced, but just being queer, just queer. If I'm gonna, and you're looking at me, I've got to be good. Got to be good. I got to have something there. And then if it whatever my role was at that time, was always a more aggressive role. I had to be good at it because everything else about me was that was the important thing. That was knocked down, but I could never do anything and make it. I mean, I couldn't go out and use my education or my training, service. I pay taxes. I serve my country. They didn't mind that. But I can't go in a bar and drink, of course. And I'm arrested on sight. So I had to just show that, fuck you. If I'm not taking this good job, what the fuck can you do to me? What can you do to me? You can't threaten my job if I'm making $1.05 an hour instead of $4.55 an hour. What can you do to my $1.05 an hour job? Get me fired? Saying it's a queer working for you?
Mm-hmm.
And I could go to work the way I wanted to. I could pick up a piece of machinery, or I could set a tool or die. I learned a whole lot, though. I have to say that much from that. From, you know, not taking, like, the office jobs and things that were available to me that I couldn't get. I mean, I could have if I switched around my but I learned another trade, a trade that I never... I didn't. 4 years of high school, I had law, 4 years of law that I loved. That was...
What kind of
a business law? And
uh-huh.
I didn't care for that after. Yeah. But they didn't have any choice there. It was business or no. That was the law that
uh-huh.
was taught at that school. Which I received a 99 in the Regents exam in that. with a teacher that, here I'm going back to something. Is it right to go back? Talk about something
else? Yeah, sure.
When I was in my senior year, I refused to do homework. You had to write a case. Every night you had to write a case and turn it in. And I was doing that out of the book. And one day, the teacher was having a problem explaining something to the class. And she really stuttered for about 30 seconds, trying to grasp this word here that I knew what she was trying. And I said, "That's deviate." Well, I'll never forget the word, because I didn't raise my hand for it, and she just blew. And she said, "You." She said, "You." She says, "I am correcting your paper first." You know, and I think 65 at that time was passing on your report card. And she gave me 60s with a red circle. So we started a very bad, bad feud between us. And I refused to bring in the cases. I would not do homework. And whenever the cards came out, that it was 3 months, 4 months, whatever it was, there would be this circle. Failure, failure, failure. And this can be looked up in any school record. Right on through till it was finally exam time. And I had to bring this card home, and I had all high grades except for this law course. And I would try to tell my parents that, well, I'm having a hard time with the teacher. I went to the counselor there at the high school, and I explained to her that I was having a problem. But nothing was about that. Even if I failed it, really failed it, which was ridiculous, if I failed it, my other marks would have passed me. I mean, it was not important for me to even... I could have let it fly on by, but I wouldn't do this. And so, the day of Regents, and I never did homework either. It was a funny thing. I didn't do it. But I would hand in the cases I was supposed to at that time. I didn't need it. And so the day of Regents, and they had it, and the first one done was myself. The first one out of that room, I think it only took me about an hour and 10 minutes to do a complete Regents law exam. And I think it was like a week later or whatever. I mean, you find out your grades and you're sweating all this time. And I was worried more about English than anything. And my law comes through, I had 99 and a half in the Regents law. And I said, "Damn it." I says, what the fuck did I do for that half a point? You know, what I must have not put in something. There was something because it's just, law just rolled off my tongue. It was just, what did I do? And you can only find one thing. And this is horrible if you, in that time now, this is in the very early 50s. She marked me off a half a point because my margins were crooked on my paper. Remember, you used to have to draw margins with your ruler?
Yeah.
So I got 9, my name was in the paper for the 99 and a half, but think what it would have been for 100. But that was okay because I thought, well, I'm going to show her what a nice person that I am. So when we received our yearbooks, I think at that same particular time of the week, and we went around to all our teachers. They had them put something in there. And I went into her class. Her name was Kaler, German. K-O-E-H-L-E-R, Alice Kaler. And I said, I went in with my book, and I opened it. I had to hold it because it was the first time I'd opened it. I said, "I want you to sign first in my yearbook." She hated me. She hated me. She was looking at me with such a... Her eyes should have bled. And I said, "You should feel really honored." I said, "I was the highest one in the city of Buffalo. And the Regents, a long exam." I said, "So you are a damn good teacher." I said, "You are fantastic." I said, 99 and a half. I said, "Imagine what you'd have got to the write-up that we both would have had if I'd had 100. And that was all. And she looked at me the way you're looking at me now. She's probably saying, "Damn for that margin." only way she could get me, and the word that got was deviate. Fucked up my whole senior year of law. Deviate. Yeah, it's the truth. I says, give me a case. Give me any case. I said, I don't have to take it home. I'll do it here. But business law is a drag. I want to criminal law. Because I've got on-the-job experience. And I think like a criminal, so I could defend him. I really could defend him properly. And I would take all gay cases with a very drastic discount. Now it would be easy. Mm-hmm. Would have been better if I had had that, like back when you wore, you know, mandatory wear a helmet to the courtroom or what.
Yeah, you might think about I'd like to know how this got back to image, and it's real clear that you didn't give in with that teacher. You weren't going to give in for shit with that teacher, and also she wasn't going to give in. But how did that carry over into your later life? What did
that half a percent made me, I was denied that half percent because I said the word deviate. I spoke the word. Maybe my English teacher should have gotten something. I knew the word deviate. So after that, it was, you had to say it and fuck you. You know, hey, you don't like it. You know.
You think it was the word itself rather than just correcting the teacher?
Right, any word. Just because I got the word that she was for a moment lost on, which she didn't forget or didn't know. The same as you could tell me a word. Now I'm trying to grasp it. Might help me, and you would give me the word. It's the same thing.
But you don't think it was that particular word, deviate, which could also mean different and queer, that could have been?
Well, the whole point of her trying to reach for that word was deviate, so you can imagine what the case was on. It was on a either this way or that way scale. Now, if you go this way or that, or the word she was looking about was deviate, one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that was significant. I didn't really stop to think about it, but I immediately backed up about it and got the word because I knew what I could feel what she was trying to do or trying to get across. It was this balance, but it has to one or the other. You're going to have to deep me one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I had never really thought about the word myself. But I remember the word because I know it infuriated herself. That's why the only reason I remember that word. It wasn't because I placed any significance on it at the time. Just happened I know the word. But as far as I know what you're looking for, this image, skip all that school stuff now. Image, you always had to, you had to keep one. If you didn't keep one, you wouldn't have any respect.
How did you keep one? How did you get one to start with? How did you keep one? What did you do?
Well, if you had to be strong, roll with the punches more or less. I mean, if some guy whacked you off, you know, if it's, hey, most of the time you got only punches for the femme anyhow. You know, it was because they hated you like, what, you know, how come this queer can have you and I can do this and that?
Mm-hmm.
And when the girl would, it wasn't so much you, you didn't hardly have the same thing, but all she'd have to do was say no when he said, let's go and get you away from all this. And she would say no. He was so rejected by this no that he would boom go to you. Now if you would naturally get up and fight the guy, at least I would. And we all did at that time, those that were out in their pants and t-shirts, that's what we did at that time. And we'd knock him on their ass. And if one couldn't do it, we'd all help. And we kept our women. They cared for us, but you don't think for a minute they would have stayed with us too long or something. If we stood there and just were silent and someone comes and says, hey, baby, I can do what they're doing and all this bullshit, or what are you doing in a place like this? And if you would just sit there, well, who would want to sit there and hear this crap? And what are you worth anyhow, you know? So you tell them to fuck off. You've got your ass kicked. 9 times out of 10, she'd leave with you to help you with your black eye and your split lip. Or you kicked his ass and she bought you dinner then. But you never failed in their eye. Well, you tried not to. I won't say never. You tried not to. you tried to maintain what the hell you were there. You were there, you were gay, you were queer, and you were masculine. Men hated it. They didn't have a woman, that's why they were in there staring at us. They had nothing to do with their time, so oh, why not take this? This girl has to be really, if she's with a queer, I got it made. That's what the whole thing, that's what they thought. Mm-hmm. And that's why you asked about this role and that role. There was the prostitutes. If you were with them, you had to accept some of this because that was their job, so you did. But you were never really, I can't say 100% in love ever with a prostitute if you allowed this to happen.
Now, really?
I've been with prostitutes I cared for. Cared very much about. And one in particular I could say I loved. And it was really funny how that was because I was still down in the Eagle, Ellicott, Washington district. So when she tripped, she'd go on Delaware Avenue because I couldn't be on Delaware Avenue.
How did you feel about her?
I hated it. I hated that. But I loved her. And the only way that she would be with me was if I didn't bring it up to her. And I wouldn't. And she never was any different with me than any of my gay women. In other words, she didn't come showering with gifts. You think, well, she's making all this money, that's why you're with her. I never lived off a woman. You know, a woman has helped me, but I paid back. I mean, but I never lived, if you know what I'm talking about, living off a woman, or any style with some tricking. And I remember one time that a woman, I was with her, and she came up to the place, and I was kind of fidgety. She noticed it, and she said, you pay your rent. And I says, well, it's all at that time, just hustling, you know, just steal off the bar. And I said, oh, I says, no problem. I said, it's a couple weeks behind. And she says, well, how much do you owe? And I said, well, this week, this would be $26. So I was paying $13 a week. That was, I had a swank place. Only five to the bathroom there. And and so she gave me, she put a 20 and a 10 down on the table, of $30. And I went over and I paid the rent. And I came back, she was gone. You know, she'd already left. So, well, I went out there and I've been zooming around. So I make a score, you know, off the bar.
Make a score?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, I got somebody's money. And so,
you mean somebody put money down in the bar and you took it?
That foolish person, right?
I see. Okay.
And I scored. So later on, I saw her. She was flipping around. And I said, well, I'd like to talk to you. And I gave her $30. I says, here. I says, the money you loaned me. You know, pay my rent. And I says, so there's no change or anything. And I says, thanks. Any interest? So we were off and on for over a couple of years. I never took money from her. I mean, if I was short, she gave me $5 or $10, I'd come right back. But to this day, you know, I still see her now and then. You know, she comes over. And we just smile because there's that thing that we just had this relationship. It was, she tricked, I didn't want to know, and she went on another street, so you know, I couldn't get on it because she'd ever, but she wasn't that kind. She wouldn't have been the lower type anyhow. She was more the money, you know, out of the airport. She worked at good places. She's a high class. She was really good. Attractive, beautiful person. And I'd look at her because I'd see her in other times with a pimp. And I'd see him push her and I'd butt in. I went on my ass a couple times for that. And she couldn't say too much because she had more of a beating or something. And the funny part was that I didn't even want to die. You know. Now she's 100% gay. Not with me.
Is she still a prostitute?
No. No. That's gone. Well, she, I don't know, 10 years.
I
liked her tremendous person.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to image, one of the things that you said in the earlier tape was that you and your friends were on top and you sort of ruled the other butches. What does that mean?
Well, it meant like, the ones coming, well, you, oh geez, I'm trying to, it's all, it sounds stupid. At the time I was out in Angeles, you always talk about your time, so that was my time. And so we had a certain place set. We had the bar that we went to, whether it was Bingo's or Mardi Gras or any of those dives down there. We had a place there, and if we didn't like some shit, we took care of it. We took care of that. So now we get these people, oh, not people, the girls that come in, they're coming out. And if they were gay, they were coming, they didn't know their butcher femme or whatever. So they might come in and be feminine with me or whatever, the butches that looked like butches. And then maybe they would turn around and turn a trick. And then come back and after the trick and have some money and be butch. This is when they come out and they really don't know what the hell they're doing. And the worst thing I know always bothered me, and I know it bothered Pat, it bothered Randy, it bothered all of those that stood more or less for one, our image, as you're speaking of our image, we have this image. But these other ones that would come in and turn a trick in our dressed like we are and that are supposedly butches, and they would go out and turn the track.
Let me turn the tape off for a second because I want to be reminded of somebody in particular. Okay. I just wanted to get an idea of what type of person it was, and I didn't want her name on the tape.
Right.
But I know the kind of person you mean. Okay.
And so now if they come around and naturally they have this thing, well, we pull this and that one, you go. Then they pretty soon, now you might be in there, myself, with my, whoever I'm with. It could be my...